What's up, everybody? It's the Goose is Loose. I'm back. Sorry for the delay. I was feeling a little sick on Sunday. Monday was absolutely insane. I'm back in school now. And I'm also the Kaplan head rep. If you need some bar courses, hit me up. And that took some of my time. But I'm back. It's Tuesday. This is a special edition because I am doing this podcast while I drive back from LA. I really am short on time this week. But I didn't want to leave you guys hanging. I told you a new one would be out on Sunday. I got sick, yada, yada. So here we go. So I'm not doing this one from studio. So it might be studio being just my desk at my house. So the organization might be a little off. And I don't know if you're going to get those beautiful timestamps. But you're going to get that flavor in your ear. So here we go. I'm going to talk today about a few things. This one's probably going to be a little shorter. A little bit more MMA at the end because I was at a live event over the weekend. If you don't want to hear about that, skip it. That'll probably be the last few minutes. If you do only want to hear about that, I know I got a few MMA fans that listen to this and don't give two shits about politics. Well, you can skip all the way to the end. But first, I'm going to cover a cool Twitter interaction I had with somebody. Cool is playing it very loosely. It was actually really funny. About something called inspiration porn. I'm going to deal with that first. Secondly, a little update on Epstein being murdered. If you guys heard about that. Third, a couple people wanted me to talk a little bit more about the Democratic candidates. A few people dropped out, namely the white guys I told you nobody would care about. They're gone. So I'll talk a little bit about that. Finally, a little bit on Trump and Greenland. Maybe a note about how Trump's trying to take away your guns, which is hilarious. And then we'll get to some MMA. Okay, first, inspiration porn. Okay, you're thinking, what is this? Why are we talking about this? I thought Gustavo hated porn, and you would be right. I am super anti-porn. It's super terrible for you, both in leading to erectile dysfunction, in leading to objectification of women. The porn industry is disgusting. If you know who, I think her name is Mia something. Some porn star just put out an article talking about it. She made 12 grand. She was getting paid $1,000 per video, and now she's famous forever. Her videos are everywhere. She's talking about drug use. It's horrendous, okay? So porn industry is terrible. Porn is bad for you. You're thinking, well, Gustavo is some goody-two-shoe Christian guy. Believe me, all guys have gone through a porn addiction. It's really tough to get rid of. It's really hard if you want to make that joke. But my point is, it's terrible for you. So, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about inspiration porn. What is that? Much like people love to attach the word porn to everything, it's kind of like food porn. Inspiration porn is when you take someone who has special needs and you, I don't know, use them for inspiration. Like you objectify them for inspiration. I think that's what it is. If you're out there knowing more about it than I am, I'm sorry. I didn't even watch the TED Talk. Someone sent me a TED Talk on this and I thought, I don't have the time to be learning about some bullshit that's created in the first world. That's like the most first world problem I've ever heard in my entire life. Okay, how did this come about? So I'm, you know, on Twitter, as I am, at Goose Boldrini, doing my thing. I do a lot of MMA on there, a lot of politics, and a lot of trolling. Just a horrendous amount of trolling. So, but this time I wasn't. This time I was watching an inspirational video. It was about this guy who has the mental capacity of like a 10-year-old. And like his mom died or something like that. And he's wandering the streets. He gets picked up by the police. Doesn't get shot because he wasn't black. And they, you know, they go, hey, who do you know? What do we do with this kid? You know, man, but mental capacity. And he names his middle school teacher. This man's like 30 at this point. And he names her. And it's a beautiful sign of respect and thoughtfulness from this guy. So the police, they go, they get this woman. They give him to her. She welcomes this guy. She adopts him. She takes care of him. She loves him and he loves her and it's fulfilling for her life. And it's this beautiful video. I mean, you're watching this, you're about to cry. Wonderful video. So I share this video, right? I'm like, hey man, what a great day. If you're on Twitter, you know about this. You click on the video, there's comments underneath, right? There's tweets regarding the video. So I'm looking at them and the very top one, the comment, the tweet with the most likes is this lady saying, oh no, why would you share this thing? it's inspiration porn. And I'm thinking, what? I'm so confused. Because I'm thinking to myself, man, what a beautiful video. And people should be watching this thinking, I should be doing more to help people. Right? You watch a video like that, it's like a video of you, of someone going out and buying food for the homeless. Some of you are like, oh, you got to videotape yourself doing that? Wow, you're just doing it for clout, man. But other people are like, oh, that person feeds the homeless, I should feed the homeless. You know what I mean? Especially when it's something not like, oh, I'm just going to buy a sandwich for a homeless person. She took this person in, like adopted this person legally. So it's not like she's doing this for clout, okay? But whatever. So this person says, why would you do this? And I am just, guys, I'm telling you, I'm shook. I don't understand what's happening. What do you mean? What? She's helping this person who's mentally retarded. That's amazing. She should be commended. There should be a GoFundMe to help this person, like, live their life and support this man. So, but this lady acts like, you know, these people are being taken advantage of or something. I don't know. So I'm in there, and I just, you know, I comment, as I often do, what I'm thinking. The goose was loose for a second. That's what my Twitter handle is, the goose is loose. So, you know, you get what you came for. And I say, listen, this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. This person's getting help. This is a good thing, right? And then I get into this interaction with this lady, and she's trying to... It wasn't the lady that commented, by the way. It was somebody else who apparently occasionally uses a wheelchair or something. I don't know. And she's telling me, well, like, you know, they're just acting like the guy is a potted plant. I don't know what that even means. And they're acting like he doesn't contribute or whatever. And I'm thinking, what? Well, he kind of doesn't, right? He's a needy person. She's helping him. It's not a quid pro quo. That's why the video is beautiful. The video is beautiful because it's about a lady being selfless and helping somebody. But, you know, so I don't understand the problem. I still don't. Like, this could have been anybody, and it's a beautiful video. The fact that the guy is mentally retarded doesn't have anything to do with anything. And by the way, some of you are going to say, Gustavo, you keep using the R word, and that's not a good word. Well, you're wrong, okay, because retarded is the word that it is. That's what it's called. You want to say mentally handicapped, you can. But whenever this is done legally and in, like, cases and in reports, it's always mentally retarded. That's what the word is. I'm sorry that your 13-year-old likes to call people that on Xbox and how people are all offended by it. When I was a kid, it was very cool to call people retarded, and I understand why you would think it's offensive, but this is what the term means. Okay. So anyway, so I get this back and forth with this lady, and to me it was just puzzling because essentially what she's complaining about is people try to help us too much. It's such a first world problem, right? She's saying, I get helped too often. People always try to look up to me because I live with this. Yes, because you have a hard life. It's called people gaining perspective. You see a guy with no arms and he's out there living his life. All of a sudden you think, man, I should stop bitching about my life, right? I got two arms. It's not inspiration porn. It's called perspective. That's like if I told you about my childhood and how I grew up poor and grew up on government milk and grew up getting little, you know, food from the government because we were too poor living on top of a bar. I told you that story, and then you told me, man, that's an awesome story. I should be more grateful. And then I told you, hey, man, don't be using me as inspiration porn. Don't look up to my life. And you're like, no, but now you're going to be a lawyer, and that's awesome, and like American dream. And I said, hey, man, don't you idealize me? That doesn't make any sense to me. And they get to have this position because they get treated so well in this country, right? Have you ever heard of the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act? Have you heard what it does? It makes people put ramps everywhere and stairs everywhere and accessibility for people with disabilities everywhere. And then there's, you have to be fair in employing, Equal Opportunity Act for people hiring. Like, they've done a lot for people in this country. In other countries, you would be killed. You're born with, like, defective body parts, or you're not mentally stable, or, well, I don't mean mentally stable, I mean mentally retarded, you get killed. So this problem really comes from, it's like a first world problem. It's you not charging your phone before you went off to LA, which is not what happened to me today, by the way. So just a ridiculous problem. And I think you really only find it on Twitter, and I thought that until I found the TED Talk, and I thought, okay, Let me go ahead and put a stop to this ridiculousness right now, real quick, at least to my podcast listeners, because that's insane. Man, okay, I was really upset by that, by the way. I was, like, literally talking about this for, like, a full day, because I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, leave it, leave it. All right. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about Epstein. I'm moving on. It's 10:20. I'll try to remember that. But again, I'm driving. 10:20, that's the time. Epstein was murdered. Okay, so some of you might have seen this or not, but his autopsy came out, and his bones in his neck were broken, okay, which is very, very common in homicides, but not unheard of in suicides, which is to say, a coroner would say he was most likely killed, but it's not impossible. He hung himself and broke those bones in his neck, especially considering his age. It's more common to break in an older man than in a younger man. Epstein was, I think, 66. Okay, listen. I'm full board on this train that they had this guy murdered. I still am. And, you know, maybe cooler heads have come and said, well, maybe they just let him kill himself. Namely, a really ugly liberal friend I have. He knows who I'm talking about. You know, maybe they let him kill himself, you know, blah, blah, blah. Guys, I'm full boat. They sent an assassin to kill this guy. There's just too many factors in this. It's just too perfect. They moved his cellmate. The bones in his neck are broken. The guards weren't there. And if you think for a second they can't have this guy killed whenever they want, you're dreaming. This is Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, the royal family, and a bunch of other millionaires and billionaires who don't want their names released. And by the way, this whole, like, politics thing that's going on, like, oh, it was the Clintons, oh, it was Donald Trump. Guys, they're all on the same team. They're all buddy-buddy. Before Donald Trump ran for president, there's a bunch of pictures of him with Hillary Clinton. He just ran like that and said all the things he did because all of the moron Republicans believe him. He even said in, like, the 90s, if I were to run for president, I'd run as a Republican because they believe anything. And here he is, making everybody believe anything because he can, because he's good at it and people are dumb. So if you think for a second that he goes home and the cameras are off and he's sitting there thinking about how much he doesn't like Hillary Clinton, you're dead wrong. He goes home and I messages Bill and says, yo, man, what's up? You want to run a train on some 14-year-olds? That's what they're talking about, okay? That's what they're talking about. And they're hiding it from you. And if you believe them in this whole political show, you're just falling prey to it. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't fall prey to it. Second of all the rich and powerful are on the same team. Just remember that. They hire one assassin. This whole thing's handled. Okay? So that's kind of where I am right now. I know some of you will say, no, 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 that can't happen. But a lot worse things have happened. Okay? They've done a lot more to cover up a lot less than this. So I just don't trust them. You can take it for what you want. Okay, Donald Trump on guns, real quick. I just want to do like a second on this because Donald Trump's come out for harsher universal background checks, or at least, you know, universal background checks more so than we kind of already have, which we kind of already have this, but okay. And some Republicans have come with them. This is to remind you that the Republican Party is no longer the Republican Party of your grandparents or even your dad. Or even your older uncle who's a lot younger than your dad. Because they're no longer for small government. They're no longer for free markets. They're no longer for freedom in the Second Amendment, right? Donald Trump, if you remember, also came out against bump stocks after Las Vegas. And he's already done more for gun regulation than Obama ever did. I want you to know that. Obama did more for deportation than Trump has done. Oh, well, at least fair deportation. Donald Trump's going after people's families and stuff. But Obama deported more people than like the five presidents before him combined. Okay? But here's Trump regulating guns a lot more than Obama did. So if you were sitting in your house thinking that black Muslim Obama's coming for my guns, and now you're sitting in your house happy as a clam, you're wrong. And the NRA should be up in arms, but they're not, because Donald Trump is white. That's the reason. Donald Trump's white. He's got white supremacists on his side. And that's why it's just not going to be a problem. Gun owners love him. they're just going to go with him wherever he goes. So now he's saying harsher gun control than even Obama wanted at the time, or at least Obama pushed for, and nobody's saying a word. So let's just all remember that when your gun rights get eroded, this is why. By the way, just to be real clear as well, as a guy who's in law school, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the Second Amendment hasn't always meant, you know, everyone gets a gun whenever they want. It's never meant that. It's always been open to some regulation. And until Antonin Scalia, God bless his soul, there was really not a right to own a firearm per se. I mean, it says well-regulated militia right in there. So it's very debatable. So, I mean, I think everyone has a right to own a gun. I think it's great self-defense. I think you should be able to protect your home however you want. I've always been super libertarian on that. But I'm not going to act like the Constitution, you know, it absolutely says that. And it hasn't been interpreted that way, you know, until the last, I don't know, whenever, like the last 15 years or something. Like, it hasn't been that long. I'm blanking on the case right now, but it hasn't been that long that a case came out and definitively said, this is a right of private gun ownership. Now, again, the Constitution isn't the end-all be-all for rights. I think our rights are God-given, and the Constitution kind of tries to encapture them. But I'm just saying, if your argument is the Second Amendment absolutely says I can own any gun I want, you're wrong. And if you think it says we should not have any regulation on guns, you're wrong again. Just to be clear. But Donald Trump is a hypocrite. Let's always be clear about that. Okay. And by the way, let's talk a little bit about the Republican Party in general, because I've been very down on them. Because here's the thing. Let's talk a little bit about the deficit now that we're here. Under Bill Clinton, zero. Zero the deficit was. And George W. Bush ruined the country, right? With the wars in Iraq and the steel tariffs and the tax cuts. You can't give tax cuts and go to war at the same time, folks. And tariffs always hurt the economy. People should know this. George W. Bush ruined that. The deficit was huge. The debt was huge. Obama fixed some of that, right? Obama was kind of bringing it back. And then Trump is demolishing all of that progress again. Now you're thinking, but Gustavo, how is that possible? Republicans are fiscal conservatives. Well, no, they're not. Okay, because what they like to do is tax cuts followed by either increase in spending or no change in spending. And now this should be very easy for you guys to understand. If you, right, you work a job, if you work less and bring in less money, but don't change your spending, guess what happens? You go into debt. If you work less, you should live within your means, right? If you're making less money, you should spend less. Maybe a little bit less Starbucks. Maybe a little bit less, eating out. The U.S. does not do that. So whenever we get a Republican president like we have now, they say, okay, great, let's cut taxes, which they did. And by the way, I'm in income tax class right now. If you're in California and you make any real money, you know what I'm about to say. You got royally screwed, my friend, because they put the cap at $10,000 to what you can claim as a write-off for your state taxes. So if you make any real money in California, you got screwed. This is why everyone should move. But don't move to Texas, because that's my plan. Okay, just quick side note on income tax. But they do that. So they cut the taxes, but they don't cut the spending. In fact, Donald Trump raised military spending and he's imposed tariffs, which have led to, what's that? Welfare. For who? Not for everyday people, for farmers. So now farmers are getting up, they're getting increased subsidies. We're getting less tax revenue, but our spending is the same or higher. Do you see the problem? That's why the deficit's bigger. That's why the debt's growing. So don't come tell me Republicans of the last, I don't know, five generations of Republican presidents have been fiscal conservatives, because they haven't. They have cut no spending. Military spending in this country could literally be cut in half. We are way too colonialist right now. We're everywhere. And that just doesn't have to be the case. I don't know how my freedoms got to where they got, but we got to bring those bay back. We got to bring those bad boys back. Anyway, so Donald Trump kind of screwed the pooch on a few of those. Okay, so that's Donald Trump on guns. That's that. Oh yeah, let's talk about Greenland for 1 second. Yeah, no. What? Okay, what? He's not going to buy Greenland. We have no money. We're in debt, as I just talked to you about. He's doing this for kind of a publicity stunt. And he's doing this because he thinks it would leave kind of his name. It will leave his mark. If you were to buy Greenland, it would. But we can't afford it. And, by the way, Puerto Rico is still not a state. So what are we even talking about? You want to bring more people into this when Puerto Rico is not even a state? And it should be? And they're struggling. So, yeah, it's not going to happen, folks. China, we owe way too much money to China. China's playing the slow game. They know how to win. They know their world domination scheme. I was just talking to somebody the other day, someone's friend of mine, or a friend of mine's dad, who's very smart. He was just recounting to me how the Chinese, their world domination is not the Nazi world domination. Their world domination is, let me lend people money who can't pay me back. And once they can't pay me back, I'll start taking parts of their country. Or I'll start taking parts of the trade. Or I'll start taking a port. Or I'll do this. Or I'll do that. And they're very smart. And when you have one government in place for so long, you can play the long game like they've been playing. That's kind of the downfall of our democracy is we don't have a long game. Every 4 to 8 years, we get a new president. They don't. At least they haven't. So they're playing the long game. All that to say is our debt is terrible, and it's not something we want to play with, and Greenland is not in the cards, I don't think, for us. And, oh, you know what? Let me, I was going to move on to MMA at 21 minutes, but I'm not, because somebody wanted me to talk about Piers Morgan for a second and his interview with Ben Shapiro, where he talks about liberals not really having a liberal ideology. I listened to only a few minutes because Piers Morgan is a moron. And he's a dumbass, and he's wrong like 99% of the time. But I will say this, for the minute I heard him, he was correct. So for the minute and a half, 2 minutes I heard him speak, I thought, Piers Morgan, you are 100% correct. Liberals, at least to this date, have kind of abandoned liberal ideology a little bit. What do I mean by that? Well, you can't really share your ideas with liberals much anymore because if you disagree with them, you're a racist, xenophobic, transphobic piece of crap. I was making a joke about people putting their pronouns and everything, and nobody laughed. That's how serious everybody was about it. They thought it was all a great idea. And I thought, man, you know, it would be funny if they put, like I often do on Twitter, my pronouns are king, gorilla, giant, just some fun stuff. You can't do that, okay? They're very specific ones you can have. You can have XE and all of that stuff, but anything else is not acceptable. I found that out. It's not a joke, folks. It's very serious. But you can't disagree with these people. You can't disagree with them about abortion. You can't disagree with them about anything. Because they're quick to label you and write you off. In fact, even the person I was speaking to about inspiration porn, somebody came on and said, you're abled. I don't know how they figure that out based on my Twitter profile, but okay. You're abled. I'm surprised they didn't call me mentally retarded. That would have been a great joke, but they don't joke like that apparently. Anyway, she said, you're abled. Your opinion doesn't matter, which I thought was a curious way to kind of get your point across, right? Someone doesn't agree with you. Don't try to change their mind. Just say, you can't speak. You're white or you're this or you're whatever. Your opinion doesn't matter, which is obviously the least effective way to get your way in a broader policy sense. But that's kind of been what Democrats have done. I mean, hardcore leftists, this is their new style. They shut down ideas. And listen, I run into a lot of dumb ideas. For example, that Donald Trump is honest, or that Donald Trump is doing a great job. Or, I mean, kind of he is, but if you've heard anything about the recession coming up, well, maybe I should talk about that for a second. Because if you've heard anything about the inverted curve that some people have been talking about in relation to bonds and bond returns, that's been kind of a crazy effect. I'll mention it briefly. Basically, it's such that for a second there, if you put money down on a bond, you would get a higher return in 3 months than you would in 10 years, which is a very bad predictor for an upcoming recession. So a lot of people predicting the next 2 years of recession. Donald Trump, of course, has said this is a lie. This is a myth. People are making this up to make him look bad for the upcoming election. I hate to break it to you, but that's not true. It doesn't look good. And if you've listened to my podcast or anybody with half a brain, we've been saying that for a while, because the strategies Donald Trump has used to bolster the economy are kind of short-term solutions. They're not long-term building paths. So that's going to lead to a problem. But anyways, liberals don't like talking about this stuff. And if you have an opinion contrary to theirs, they're going to shut you down by just not talking about it. That's not going to do well in this next election, okay? There's a lot of people who are Donald Trump supporters who may have a different idea of how they want things to go. And they may not have liked some of the things Donald Trump has said, but they agree with some of the things he has said. They agree with some of his ideas, because sometimes his ideas are fair. Notice I didn't say good, I said fair. And if you come at these people, liberals listening to this podcast, miraculously, if you come at these people calling them racist and whatever, you're going to entrench them to vote for Donald Trump. So don't do that. Have an honest conversation with somebody. And you can point out how something may come off as racist. Like, for example, if you don't like this country, you can go back. A lot of people don't understand why that's racist. Have an honest conversation with them about why that is racist. And I don't like labeling things racist often, but that's very racist. Mostly because it's never aimed at anybody of fair skin. It's always aimed at people that look like me or darker, and people who are not from this country, or people who are from this country but their parents aren't. It's always targeting minorities, but never, I mean, I've never heard someone tell a Swede to go back where they came from, or a European, or even nowadays an Italian. Maybe, a few decades ago an Italian would be in there, but not anymore. So have a conversation with them, folks, because it's not going to win an election if you just call everybody a racist. Okay? It's a bad, if that's what Piers Morgan was getting at, he was right. If not, just keep your kind of preset disposition that Piers Morgan is a moronic asshole. All right? Okay. The time is 27:30. Now I'm going to talk about UFC. If you no longer care about UFC, I'll see you later. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Share with your friends. Send me anything you didn't like. Email me ideas, all of that jazz. My email, my Twitter handle's in the description. MMA fans, welcome. It is 27:45. I'm going to give you a brief few notes. One, I was wrong about everything. Okay? I picked every fight in the main card wrong. Every fight? Yes, I picked every fight wrong because I think I picked Derek Brunson to lose because he got absolutely smashed by Israel Adesanya. I was wrong about that as well. He won impressively. I picked Pettis to win. He got demolished by Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz looked amazing. And a potential fight between Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal. I think I picked Masvidal, but that's a very, very close fight. I thought Yoel Romero won. By the way, I was there in person. It was amazing. I was there since 3:30 until the very last fight. I saw everything. I thought Yoel Romero won. I thought Paulo Costa lost. I can see kind of how you would pick it the other way, but I disagree strongly with that decision. Of course, I'm happy that Paulo Costa is a Brazilian, and I think he's 13-0 or 14-0 now. Obviously, he has to get the winner of Adesanya Whitaker. I think that's the fight to make. That fight's in October, so maybe these guys fight in January or February. Amazing fight. Quick note on DC, I thought he did well, but man, was he stupid. He was winning the stand-up, surprisingly, but he could have wrestled him at any point. At any point, DC could have wrestled with him, and he chose not to. Very dumb. Very, very dumb. And he was coming forward with his hands down. He was kind of playing that let me grab your hand thing that John Jones does, except John Jones has a reach advantage, and he doesn't. So he was getting body shot into next week. Some of those body shots were disgusting, and he was grimacing because of them. And because of that, he caught an overhand right. It was kind of a right cross downward because he's smaller than Stipe is, at least height-wise. So he caught a just right cross, right to the jaw, which he say he didn't see coming, and it put him down. That was in the fourth round. He could have wrestled the last two rounds and won that fight comfortably, but he decided to stand with one of the best heavyweight strikers of all time. That's on him. That's poor fight IQ. From DC, mind you, one of the greatest minds in the game. So, and he even said, hey, I disappointed my coaches. I should have wrestled more. Yes, you should have. Yes, you're right. Yes, that was very dumb. So, I mean, I hope he comes back. I hope they do a trilogy. I think he wins a trilogy if he plays his cards right, because he was winning that whole fight. If he retires now, he'll go down as one of the greatest of all time. But I think he's got two more fights. I think he's got DC. I think DC is Stipe, and he has John Jones. I think those are the two fights for DC coming up forward. Next fight card sucks. I probably won't even talk about it unless something crazy happens. But yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to say on that. I was at the card. It was amazing. I highly recommend going to an event live if you can. It was really cheap. I got the tickets at a great discount pre-purchasing them. I don't work for the Honda Center or the UFC, but pre-purchase these things. Pre-sale before they go on sale to the public. If you can get your hands on it, that's the time. I got mine. They were kind of nosebleeds, but at the Honda Center, they're all good seats, like $75. So thanks for listening to the podcast. Share the podcast. Tell your friends. If you have questions, comments, concerns, my Twitter handle's here. You can DM me. My DMs are open. You can email me. If you have ideas, I also love to hear that, things you want me to talk about, whatever. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.